We are back in the Huge Show across Michigan, 19 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes, my executive producer, tells me Clayton Safey for thewolverine.com is standing by. Dusty May is just killing it. Not the off season, not even his first season. We'll talk about less than 2 months on the job. Clayton, the roster he's putting together, the roster he's preserving from what was left when Howard was done. It's amazing what we're seeing in Ann Arbor with Dusty May.
Yeah, it was a heck of a month. January, February, March, May.
Boom.
You know, he did. There we go. He did an incredible job. And, you know, it was funny because as soon as he took over, once he kind of got, you know, his footing a little bit, you started to see that they were reaching out to a bunch of different transfers. But then from there, it quickly came together with the guys they prioritized. I mean, it got to the point where they were telling guys that were scheduled to visit that, hey, we actually already got a commitment at your position, you know, maybe look elsewhere. Connor Asijan, the Wisconsin transfer, is one of those guys. He ended up at Nebraska. But and then George Washington III today, who's going to be a sophomore guard for Michigan, you know, he entered the portal, withdrew his name after Dusty May was hired, and they had some good conversations. But he's since added five guards to the roster. And George Washington III, a guy who maybe could have had a role, you know, if Juwan Howard was staying around, has noticed that there's so much talent on this roster right now that he decided to go back into the transfer portal today. So all those types of moves speak to how well they're doing. And Vlad Goldin being the big piece that we all expected them to add at the center position, his center from Florida Atlantic, he dropped today with his commitment. So that's a really big one. And I think now they're going to search for another impact guy on the wing or in the backcourt. And you're talking about, you know, a team that I think is going to be really competitive.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, adding Vlad, 7'1" Russian, averaged almost 16 a game and 7 boards and 2 blocks for Dusty at Florida Atlantic, 67% plus field goal percentage. This dude's a monster. I'm looking at their roster right now, and I'm trying to be objective doing a statewide show, and Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com joining us. But tell me anybody else in Big Ten hoops right now that has the talent on their roster that Dusty May has assembled, and he's not done yet.
Yeah, I mean, other teams aren't done yet either, but I agree with you. You know, when you look around at least what they've added, I mean, Michigan certainly didn't have the caliber of players returning, you know, that some of these other schools do. But in terms of what he's brought in, and then now you kind of stack that up against the totality of what other schools in the Big Ten have, I think it's right there. You know, Indiana's done a good job as well. But, you know, I don't think that it's too far-fetched to think that Michigan, with this roster, as long as it all comes together, can compete in the Big Ten next year. I mean, remember 2 years ago when they missed the NCAA tournament, they were tied for second in the Big Ten with a week and a half to go in the regular season. So, you know, to compete, it doesn't take the craziest thing, you know, roster in the world to do that. But I think they've built a really good one here. And, you know, you mentioned Vlad Goldin, who we just talked about a little bit. I mean, he is going to do it for Michigan on both ends, I think, which is important. You mentioned the block, 2 blocks a game that he has. But, you know, he can protect the rim. He can guard pick and rolls. He's athletic enough, not a stretch big man, but somebody who can do a lot for you on both ends of the floor. I think that's really important because Michigan had to improve on defense from what they were last year. And by all accounts, the pieces that Dusty May has added, he's added some athleticism and guys that are going to defend. And the biggest thing Dusty May talks about is playing connected, and that helps on defense as well. You have the talent on offense. They'll still add more, but them being connected on defense is going to go a long way.
Clayton Safey, Wolverine.com, Michigan Insider, talking about Vlad is glad he chose Ann Arbor. Vlad Goldin. Sounds like the next boxer is going to take on Rocky at Rocky 83. 7-1, are you kidding me? And then, you know, Pippen's son, the transfers, keeping some recruits. Speaking of recruits, what about Darrell Fab Brooks from Grand Rapids Catholic Central on the west side of the state? Is he solid with May?
Yeah, he is. Sat down with him, I think, 2 weeks ago to the day over at Catholic Central, and he's excited to get there, that he was just getting connected with some of the new assistant coaches. So he's an impact guy as well. Won Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan, first kid from his school, fourth kid from the Grand Rapids area to do that. So he's impressive. You know, with all the guards they have on the roster right now, you know, I think it'd be tough to find some minutes as a freshman, but I think he has a bright future, and it seems like he's locked in.
You can follow everything connected to Michigan basketball. And also, what was the final number? 13 Wolverines drafted?
13. Yep, 13 guys.
The record was 15. People are trying to pile on Michigan. Like, oh, they didn't break the record. Brutus Sparty came at me on Twitter and said, oh, you ready to talk some smack now? And I'm like, they missed by two players of tying the all-time record? I said, I'm not going to call out Michigan State for having one guy drafted. Don't talk smack, Brutus Sparty. And first off, when I got to respond to people with their Twitter handles, that irritates me. Brutus Sparty, 13, and then all the guys that got invited ended up getting to the combine, ended up at least getting the undrafted free agent invitations. Follow everything, Michigan basketball, football, and more at thewolverine.com. Clayton Safey, appreciate the update on Dusty the month of May.
Thanks for having me.
Well, March may be the month for Izzo. May is the month for Dusty.
No doubt.
Don't give me a courtesy laugh again, okay? We love you, Clayton.
Love you, too. Thanks for having me.
Clayton Safey for the Wolverine.com. Remember, if you miss any conversation, interview, our full show, our podcast are free. And we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, and more. Amazon, just search The Huge Show, and you can download the podcast for free and catch up on your schedule.
Big, bad, huge.